Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Art of Decluttering podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Kirsty Ferrugia from Feels Like Home Professional Organisers.
And I'm Amy Ravel from Simply Organised. We can't wait to share with you all our tips and tricks to help you declutter and keep your home and family organised.
If you'd like to engage with the podcast further, you can find us at The Art of Decluttering on Facebook.
Let's get started. You've joined us for episode 47 of The Art of Decluttering. Today we'll be talking about decluttering and organising your baby supplies and how to store baby supplies when you're between your gorgeous babies.
Wow, this is an awesome topic. Thanks, Katrina Borg, for requesting this.
This is a cool one, Katrina. I actually never would have thought of this as a podcast episode because my babes are so close in age. So there's under 2 years between my two. So I never had to store things really between them because Jessie went from a cot and then Elijah went straight into that cot.
But what about clothes?
Oh, clothes we did. Yes, yeah. That's a good point. Yep.
Yeah. I'm like looking at you like you're not thinking properly.
Well, you weren't. You've also got to remember though that my Jessie was really unwell as a baby and was still in double zeros at 18 months. He was really unwell and he was so little that...
Did Elijah come out bigger than him?
Yeah, he came. Well, Jesse's problem wasn't that he was born small. It was that he stayed small. Newborn size
yeah.
for a really, really, really long time. Hang on, let me get that right. Double zero. Yeah, it was 18 months when he moved into zeros.
Zero.
Yeah. Poor wow. little Bubba. He looked. No, I won't. I was going to say I'll put a photo up of him of how little and sick he looked, but I won't because it's actually horrible.
Did they look like twins then?
They did for quite a while. So I would get stopped in the shops probably once a week when Elijah was probably 6 months. So it took a while for them. And they would go, oh, you have twins. And I would look at them like they're nearly 2 years apart. It's ridiculous. But yes, we would constantly get asked if they were twins.
Because they so look like twins too.
I know, they look nothing alike.
And that's the complete opposite.
I think as a mother, you're thinking, hang on, like one's fair and one's dark. There's 2 years apart. How in the world do you think I have twins? But no jokes. Once a week, I would get asked at the shops.
Yeah. But because not all twins are identical.
No. Well, mine would be very, very non-identical if they were twins.
Some non-twins, some siblings don't look anything alike, like your two.
Yeah, correct.
They don't even look like they come from the same family. Until you see both of their parents.
Correct.
And then you're like, oh, yes.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it, how genetics work?
Yes.
Someone said to me once that Jessie has my shape but Cal's colouring and Elijah has Cal's shape and my colouring.
Yeah.
So face, body, eyes, everything, but the opposite colouring.
Yes.
How funny is that?
It's
true, isn't it?
It's weird. It's so trippy looking at both of your kids. I love both of them, but it's so weird because I'm all like... Which part of which are you?
Yeah,
I can see both of your parents. And then I look and see both of your parents in the other one.
Who's nothing like the first one. So true, because they look nothing alike.
Nothing alike. Which is funny because Jackie and I don't, my sister and I don't look that alike, and we probably do more now. But when we were teenagers, I remember being in youth group and one of our lovely youth group leaders, Wayne, told us off because I had kicked Jackie up the bottom, like mucking around.
Yeah.
But he didn't realize that we were sisters. So he went to town on us because he was like, that's so inappropriate to do that to your youth group mate. And I'm like, what do you mean? Oh, we're sisters, which is still not really appropriate, but it
is. No, but it's, like, you know, it's less offensive when you're kicking your sister up the bum.
And he's like, I'm like, Wayne, how could you have been our youth group leader for 2 years and not know that we were sisters?
But you do look very dissimilar.
Yes, yes. Particularly if you know the rest of our family.
Correct.
And
you and Larissa look
like
twins.
And the rest of us look the same. But Jackie is the black sheep, literally, in... She's got dark hair.
Yeah.
And the rest of us are fair. So it was just, it's funny. It is funny.
Yeah. And what's the gap between your two kids?
Exactly 2 years.
Oh, like awesome.
2.5 weeks less than 2 years.
Oh, I love that.
So it's an expensive time of the year.
Yeah, it would be.
Come June, July.
Was that your aim? Had you, like, pre-kids had a desire of what kind of a gap you wanted?
Yeah, we wanted 2 years, but we didn't realise... Yeah, it's strange because Simon is a maths genius and I'm not so bad at maths myself. And yet they were actually due like 3 days apart.
That's really funny. So you just got like all your dates mixed up.
Yeah. And so we said to Emily from the moment I knew that she was in my womb, I said, please come 2 weeks early. Please come 2 weeks early because I really didn't want like to be anxious about them having the same birthday. So I was like, please come 2 weeks early. And it was the first and last time she's ever listened to me because she came 2 weeks early.
Well played, Emily. That's gold. And so did you find with having a boy and then a girl, had you saved a lot of your boy clothing that then you didn't need? Or did you have lots of clothing that could have been worn for either easily?
We had lots of neutral colours because we didn't know that Ollie was a boy. So all his baby clothes were neutral. Like they were all whites and yellows and greens and, you know,
that's
neutral.
Nice. Yep.
And so that was really good because we did find out that Emily was a girl. So then we just pulled out all of the neutral clothes and anything that was nice. I think we even kept like even some blue stuff because I didn't care. It's a baby.
Yeah.
Like, and blue is, there's no such thing as a girl color and a boy color. They're colors.
Correct.
So I was like,
but babies traditionally, people tend to dress because it's easier to tell what gender they are. Because babies, like sometimes you look at a beautiful boy and you think it's a girl, you look at a girl and you think it's like, it's really hard sometimes.
Yes.
I don't comment on
gender
until I know for sure.
Emily looked gorgeous in blue, but she still looks really beautiful in blue and particularly dark blue.
Oh, so, I was going to say, I love navy on little girls. Navy and white.
So, yeah, we kept a lot of his clothes, particularly his newborn clothes, and then we just donated the rest of his blue boys.
Where did you donate to?
I can't remember. It was like 7 years ago.
Okay. So it wasn't a particular charity or something. It might have just been friends or an op shop.
I really, really can't remember.
Yeah.
I know what we did with all of that. We had cloth nappies, like the
modern cloth.
And I do remember when we finished using them with Emily, we did call up Dandelion Support and donated them all to them, along with a few other baby paraphernalia stuff. But yes.
So Dandelion Support is, for those of you in Melbourne, like St Kilda Mums, and for those of you in neither Melbourne nor Sydney, is kind of mum-based charities where they give baby supplies and baby paraphernalia and things that will help a mum to mums who are underprivileged or struggling.
Yeah, or multiple births and not expecting it.
It is a challenging time. And I think what you'll learn when you have kids is that there's so much stuff that we're told we need that we don't.
Yes.
So many things that if you were to, say you went to, I don't want to necessarily name any shops, but say you went to a baby product shop and they had a list of like the essentials to buy when you're having a baby, I think you could probably halve the list and still not be in need.
Yes. What did you buy that you realized you didn't need, or were you not in a position to buy excess?
I don't think we ever bought anything. So we had a cot, but it was the cot that I was in when I was a baby. So my mum had kept it. And this is actually probably a good segue to what happens when people give you things that are, in my case, was 25 years old. And it actually no longer fit the regulations standards of safety anymore. So we did use it for a little while until I realized that. And then we went and just got a secondhand cot. But do think about that. Like, you might be keeping a cot, a pram, a bassinet, those kind of things to hand on to maybe your kids. But do consider that safety standards improve fairly regularly, and that they actually may not be suitable. They may not be, you know. So this is the other thing we were given, is we were given a pram, but the pram was 14 years old, beautiful pram, but didn't have a safety lock on it. And so we couldn't use it because I just wasn't prepared to take that risk. And so, I felt bad, because then you're saying to someone who's willing to give you something that they've kept and is really special to them, thanks, but no thanks.
Yes.
So no, we didn't really buy anything, I don't think. I actually can't remember buying a thing for our kids that was superfluous. We had a pram. We never had a, we didn't ever buy a cradle. It was just cot.
Yep.
And pram. And that was kind of it.
And is that because you didn't buy into the consumerism aspect, or because you didn't have a lot of money at that point?
Both.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we could have spent the money on baby stuff if we'd wanted to, but you know, the babies don't need a lot.
Was the baby bonus around?
Yes. We
Jessie
got a baby bonus for both boys.
Elijah?
So yep. I think it was $4,000 for Jesse, $5,000 for Lige.
Yeah.
But we actually put all of that money into a long-term savings account. So we didn't spend any of it on the baby needs.
Yep.
Did you get baby bonus with yours?
Yes.
You would have with Oliver at least.
Yeah, we did with Oliver. I'm pretty sure. I'm not sure if we did with Emily. I can't remember. But this is why they're saying that there's a huge influx in schools at the moment. Because
really?
Of the baby bonus.
Yeah. That is interesting.
And I was like, really? Do people really have children to get $5,000?
And I know. Don't you know that, like, you're going to spend that just on their piano lessons over the next 18 years?
Or just on the wine you need to drink?
Yeah, between chocolate and wine, you've blown your baby bonus. That's gold. But I didn't get paid maternity leave.
No, I didn't get.
Yeah, see,
no.
It's really changed. Now there's paid maternity leave.
Yeah.
See how old we are. Our kids are 6, 8, 9 and 11.
And we're
and
feeling
we
old.
Didn't get paid maternity leave.
I know, that's just ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. And my husband didn't get paid paternity leave.
So you didn't have a lot of things. You didn't buy into consumerism.
No. Tell me what you did, though.
We did a little bit. We weren't, you know, splashing the cash around. But we only bought a cot. We didn't buy a cradle. We bought a car seat, but one that flipped around.
Oh, yeah, we
like,
had one of those. Yep.
We didn't have the capsule with Oliver, but we did hire the capsule with Emily. We bought a baby Bjorn.
Oh, one of those ones that's strapped
carriers,
to the front. Yep.
Which I never loved. Simon loved it.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up buying a wrap.
My sister does.
And I love them.
Yeah.
I love, love, love
Shout
them.
Out to Sarah, who is like the wrap mama. Like, she wears her babies so beautifully and has like, I don't know how many different types, but can tell you what the best one to buy is.
Yeah. I only bought one and I loved it. Simon didn't like it. So that was kind of good, because then he'd use the baby Bjorn and I'd use the wrap. And I really liked that. We bought a few things. I'm sure we bought way too much.
Even toys, we tend to buy too much, don't we?
And that's exactly where my mind was going. I think we bought too much toys for him. But I do want to say that, like, early parenthood is so precious, and being pregnant can be really hard and can be really beautiful. And
both at the same time.
Yes. Brutiful. You know, Amy and I didn't have Instagram like 11, 9, 8 and 6, even 7 years ago.
Mm.
There wasn't Instagram. There wasn't the influencers on Instagram who were showing you how perfect they are with all their perfect products and how perfectly they do motherhood and how easy it is. early parenthood is so hard and so precious. Pregnancy is so hard and so precious that we want to really encourage you, if you're in this season, to be really mindful of what you are consuming, you know, what's on your Facebook feed.
What influences you're listening to.
Yeah, what's on your Instagram feed, and be true to yourself. Now, there is always a time and a place to ask your friends what they needed and what they would recommend. And there's always, you know, if you, like, for instance, with the baby wearing wrap, I saw my friend wearing it and I was like, that is amazing. Can you tell me more about it? And she told me more about it. I went home that night and bought one.
So good.
But it was the best investment.
Correct.
Like, that was my favorite investment.
But you weren't buying that wrap so that you could be like your friend. You were buying that wrap because you saw the
benefits.
How much easier it made your friend's life.
Yeah.
And how much the child felt comfortable and close to mum.
Yeah, and how I could do things.
Two hands free.
Hands free. And, yeah, I loved it.
Yeah.
And that's where I just wanted to, like, encourage you all to really think about, do you really need to look like that influencer on Instagram? Because you're probably never going to look like her.
That's right.
You're probably
you
not
going to
have that same body, that same baby, that same hairstyle, the same makeup, the same, you know, you're not, even if you buy everything that she's wearing and doing and looking like, you're different. You're a different, unique, beautiful person, and you have value, and you are, like, so infinitely beautiful without all of that stuff, or with that stuff, if that's what you choose to do. But we just want you to be really mindful and thoughtful consumers. And it's an expensive time of life regardless. Like, so don't be buying stuff that you don't actually need.
Yeah. Don't get caught into going to Baby Bunting or Toys R Us or Babies R Us or Target and just wandering around and thinking, oh, my baby would love that, because your baby might love it, but they might not need it.
Yeah.
And so give yourself a bit of grace. I want to put in the show notes, and we'll put it online this week, there's a doco or a Facebook video, I think it's Finland, where they give all new mums a kit, and it comes in like this kind of cardboard box.
Which
some,
turns into the cot.
The cot, yes.
Yeah.
So it's got a mattress at the bottom. It's got just a few clothes. And so, like, my kids never wore an outfit until they were over one. They effectively just wore pajamas. Like, they wore onesies for a year. Because I was like, they're vomiting.
And five onesies a day.
Oh, they're going through everything.
They're throwing up so much.
Yeah. And I just wasn't that parent. Like, little girls didn't always have big bows in their hair when my kids were little.
No.
Now go for it if you love it. But don't feel the pressure. If your child wears a onesie until they're walking, it's totally not the end of the world.
And I would say that it's probably more important that you look after yourself, like, hop in the shower, get a shower,
wash your hair,
make yourself feel a little more human before you're worried about how more beautiful you can make your already, I can't speak, your already stunning, valuable, precious little human.
Yeah.
Like, be, and again, that's not to make, you know, not so that you're an instant Instagram worthy mum, but so that you can
function
clean.
And remember when they're little, like, we're talking, like, both of our kids, or sorry, all of our kids are in primary school and they require a lot of our time. When they're newborns, spend time with your partner, spend time with your family, spend time with your friends, and enjoy that period. Enjoy the period when they are going to bed at 7:30 at night. Before they're wanting to stay up and, like, just take the season for what it's worth.
Enjoy those 40 minutes that they're asleep before they wake
the
up again.
Yeah, every mother with a 2.5-year-old's nodding, thinking, I wish I used those sleep times better.
I really wish. Do you know what I wish? That God had created us with a sleep bank. So that for all those 25 years of yours and, like, 31 years of mine, I could have banked all that sleep that
all
you
those
then lose.
Late uni starts, Saturday morning sleep-ins.
Or, you know, when you're newly partnered and you just, like, lay in bed all day, like, or in your sleep, and you wake up and you can read whenever you want.
I remember those days.
Yeah, they're coming again.
Look, my kids now are so independent that I can sleep until 8:30. If I need to, if I want to, and they can completely function on their own.
Yeah. So you, back to this Finland thing you were saying. It's a great equalizer because everybody gets it.
It's not income tested, means tested.
Yeah.
Everybody gets it. And it's really, I think from what I can remember, and we'll check the video, it's gender neutral. So there's kind of no, it's the almighty foundation for a baby being born.
Yeah.
Everything that you need, not everything that necessarily you want.
Yes.
Is given to you. I love it. I love it.
Yes. Hey, Amy, you know how we ran the awesome Art of Decluttering course last year? Do you want to do it again this year?
Hey, I was thinking the same thing. We had such an incredible group last year, though. Do you think we could ever match that level of awesomeness?
I'm not sure, but I'm totally willing to give it a go. But hey, back up a bit. Let's tell people about what the course is about again.
Well, you know how we help people each and every week in our podcast to declutter a space in their home? Well, our course is a bit different. You don't just get our best tips and tricks for decluttering. We also share with you the secrets of creating a home that is not only decluttered, but stays organized for life.
Our course is for people who want to experience freedom and joy in their homes. It's perfect for you if you want to have a home that is welcoming as well as organized and where you are free to focus on living your abundant life.
To find out more and register for our upcoming free webinars, visit theartofdecluttering.com.au. We can't wait to have you in our course community this year.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Because I think the other thing about buying all this baby paraphernalia, you can get sucked in because you're like, well, I'm going to use it for my next kid. Like, it's going to be used again. However, does it need to be used again?
Or like, will you?
Yeah, will you? Like, if it didn't
get... Do you want a new one next time?
Yeah. Or if it didn't get used with this one, why would the next one like it? Like, you know, if your baby doesn't like being in the Baby Bjorn, yes, your next child might like being in the Baby Bjorn, but maybe they won't either.
So what a lot of people do is once they've had baby number one and they're kind of outgrowing, say your Baby Bjorn or a cot or a high chair, is that they put it away in storage, waiting for the next baby to come. So I have a hot tip for you. Take a photo of any kind of baby furniture, any baby accessories. Take a photo before you put it away and unassemble it and put it in storage so that if you decide that you actually don't need it, it's easy to sell. Because how frustrating is it to take apart a cot, then not need it and think, oh, I've got to reassemble it to sell it.
Yeah. And the only picture I've got of it is with my kid biting the edges of it.
Yeah, or climbing half out of it. So do take a photo and just have like a file somewhere that is ready to sell. And then when you're ready to sell, it's a really quick process.
That's great advice. The other thing is to think about how to store things. Like not just storing it in your garage, but do you need to wrap it? Is there a better way of storing it so it will last the 2 years or the 3 years or the 4 years or the never until, you know, until you decide Correct. To sell it? Like, you know, if you can't or choose not to have another baby.
That's right.
I know my friends in Sydney, I think I've mentioned this before, they do pure prams. So they clean prams and car seats. So it's awesome. I'll put a link in the show notes. But they also sell pram bags. And
brilliant idea.
So that you can store your pram
in a bag
so that they don't get eaten away.
Yeah,
in the,
it's a great
or
idea.
They don't get damaged by rain or whatever comes into your garage or shed.
Dust.
Yeah.
All kinds of things.
And they are like amazing. You should see some of their before and after photos. Like there's like prams and car seats that have been spewed, pooed, all that, you know, like eaten, you know, like food, moldy, yucky, gross things that happen in prams and cods, and they get them looking like they're brand new.
That's such a great business.
Like it's amazing. Shout out to Kiralee and Kate. They are amazing. So I'll put a link in the show notes.
And the other thing when you're storing things is just because you're storing it, like you're still paying for the storage space.
Yes.
Your garage is still part of your home. And if you've got half of it filled with baby things and you can't fit your car in there, that's crazy. Keeping your most valuable possession out in the driveway so you can keep a couple hundred dollars worth of baby supplies. So be realistic. If an item costs you $50, is it worth the space that it needs to be stored for the years before another baby comes? Or could you maybe sell it for $25, have completely clear area, and then if you need it, you can buy it secondhand again in the future?
Or you could lend it to somebody and say, here, I'm lending it, but I expect it back when I have my next baby.
Yeah.
but do what Amy does and presume that you may not get it back and you'll have to be good with that. So that's another way of using your stuff and getting great use out of it, you know, or even if you could hire it out.
Correct.
Know? Like if you've got a cot and you go, hey, yep, I want to lend it to you, but can you give me like $200 for the year that you're going to have it? I'd be like, cool, I get
a
cot that I don't have to store.
Yes. Exactly.
I don't have to keep and I've just paid $200 for it.
That's a really clever idea, Kirst. Uber baby supplies.
Oh, Amy's brain's just gone ding, 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 ding.
I can put Uber in front of any business idea and I'm a happy girl. Never actually. I don't think I've ever even ridden in an Uber, but I clearly have. I can franchise Uber to no end.
Because I liked what you said before that you may not want the same item. Like, what if you do fall pregnant with twins the next time and you've only got a singleton pram?
Yeah. Like, or you have bought like a bright pink pram because you had a girl and then you end up having two boys after that. Are you going to use the bright pink pram? Great if you are, but maybe you're not. Maybe you actually need to know what you're like, sell off the bright pink pram, and wait till you know what gender your next baby is.
Yeah, or just buy neutral stuff to begin with.
Well, that's how I would do it, but not everyone does.
No. Or you could donate things. Like, and we've already spoken about in previous episodes, donating to St Kilda Mums and Dandelion Support Network.
So go back to the donations page on our website, outofdecluttering.com.au. So if you go into podcasts, you can go and see the show notes for the donation one because there's so many places there that you can donate baby things to.
I know the other thing that I always thought of, because we got rid of everything after Emily because we thought we weren't going to have any more kids and that's
which
what's
was
happened.
True. Yep.
Yeah. But I just kept saying to Simon and Simon would say to me too that, look, what's the worst that happens? We just put a call out on Facebook and
that's
go,
right.
Woo!
Surprise!
Surprise! Does anyone have anything to lend me? Like, I know that I'm on mum's groups and if people put out, when people putting out calls when I had stuff and when I was wanting to get rid of stuff, hey, take it. Awesome.
That's right.
I don't have to take it anywhere else. I don't
have
to
pay to get it taken away.
Yeah. And because we were very happy to just give all our stuff away. We didn't eBay anything that I can remember. Maybe we did, but not very much. We're not that. We can't be bothered with all that, which is, that's our family.
Yeah.
And so we were just happy to give things away.
Brilliant.
So if people put a call out on Facebook, I'm like, Yes, I will. Like, I'll give that. And same with, like, clothes that my kids grow out of. I'm always passing them on to friends who need clothes. I don't put them in the charity bin. I put a call out.
Well, let's talk about my friends. Clothes then, and baby clothes, and how best to store them.
Hmm.
I use rolling storage tubs, like clear tubs, and I would have one per size. So I had a 3-0, 2-0, 0-1, 2, and worked it like that while they were still in clothes that they could hand down. By the time my kids were about size 2, very little got passed from one child to the other because my boys are really hard on their clothes. Pajamas would always end up with holes in them. Shorts would always end up with holes in them. Same with pants. T-shirts would end up with rips and stains. So even now, my kids don't pass a lot of clothes down to each other because they're just really
hard-wearing hard. Children.
They are. They wear through their shoes about every 4 weeks.
Wow.
It's ridiculous.
Now, why do you work so hard? Just to pay just for their shoes.
It's ridiculous. I was actually talking to a guy the other day whose children are now early adults. And I said to him, your kids were really active. What did you do for your boys when they were wearing through a pair of shoes every 4 weeks? And he goes, yep, ours did that. We ended up buying them steel-capped work boots for school.
That's a great idea.
And I went, oh, my gosh, that's awesome.
That's what you're going to have to do yep. next year.
I know, because we've already gone through 2 pairs of shoes this term. We're 6 weeks in.
That is ridiculous.
It's expensive.
Your boys need to start paying for their own shoes.
That's a bit mean.
Yep, I'm mean like that.
How did you store clothes?
We stored them in those vac bags.
Oh, I've never used a vac bag, but yes. I see them all the time.
Oh, no, we use them and they were really good because then we could, like, you know, suck all the air out of all of them and got heaps more in.
Where did you put them once you'd vac-bagged them?
We, at the time, in between kids, we were living in a really massive house. Really massive house.
That's got to be massive that you're saying it's really massive.
Yes.
Like massiver than where you are now.
Way massive.
What?
So anyway, we had plenty of storage. So we just put them in one of the spare rooms up in the cupboard,
in
the top cupboard, yep. like top shelf
of
the
sight,
cupboard.
But easily yeah. accessible.
Yeah. And then I know when my friend had a baby just before Amelie and another friend came out from Melbourne and they had a boy. So I'd sent some clothes, like some of my favourite clothes, back down with her.
Lovely.
Now, sentimental items with baby clothes. Did you keep any of your baby kids' clothes?
Not an item.
Okay, we'll talk about more about that
in
sentimental
yeah.
items. But we kept some clothes.
Okay.
But not a lot.
Uh-huh. I can't wait to hear. Maybe we'll do sentimental item episode next.
Next, maybe.
Can you just tell me grandparents? Grandparents seem to have such a heart to just lavish upon their grandchildren.
Lavish is a beautiful word.
And sometimes it can be a little over the top in terms of they'll bring in large items that don't necessarily work in with how your family flows. Any suggestions on how to handle that?
I love the idea of asking them to keep it at their house.
I love it.
So I would like, you know, yes, if they're choosing to bring something in, then that you doesn't fit your house, doesn't fit your values, doesn't fit your style. So thanks so much, Mum and Dad. I really appreciate the thought. However, it doesn't work in our house. Would it be possible to keep it at your house and you
for
can
when they
use
visit.
It when the kids come over to your house?
That's
that
great.
Would be really helpful. The other thing that I think is to have that conversation, that hard conversation with your parents and say, hey, Mum and Dad, look, we're on this journey of decluttering and we're on this journey minimalism or whatever journey you're on, and just say, you know, we really appreciate how much you love us and how much you want to be generous with us. So we're actually, you know, we'd love this pram.
That's right.
And it's out of our budget.
Could you contribute to that?
Yeah, would you consider doing that? And then don't worry about getting anything until their first birthday.
Yeah, or even, hey, Mum and Dad, we love how generous you are. Do you know what would be the biggest blessing to us is if twice a year you gave us a night off and you came and the kids went to your house or you came to our house and we could just go away.
Yes.
Like that.
Gold.
Is way better than any bouncer that someone can buy you.
Yeah. And I think also that people forget just how generous people want to be with first babies in particular.
Yeah.
So my advice, and I always used to give this to people who were having kids like soon after me, is like, don't buy a single thing for your first baby. Like, yes, buy the big items, buy a cot, buy a pram, do not buy any clothes
yeah.
or buy one item of clothes. Like buy,
do you need toys? Do you need teddies?
Yeah, buy that one thing, like that one Bond's outfit that you really love, or one like dress, or something really cute that's just that you absolutely love, and just buy that. Then see what you get after the hospital and after those first couple of weeks where people lavish gifts on you, and then go out and get what you
That's
need.
That's great advice.
Because otherwise you're buying, I know, like I was super excited to be having kids, to be having Oliver in particular, first child. I was so super excited. And I was excited to have Emily too because she was a girl. I knew she was a girl. So I went out and bought clothes.
Mm.
And then we got so many clothes and hand-me-downs and clothes that, like, the clothes that I bought my kids, they probably wore once.
There's so many outfits that kids just wear once because
you've got so many.
There's so many you're trying to keep, and they grow so freaking quickly.
And you're like, I want to take a photo of them in this outfit so these people know that they wore this outfit. Like, there's just,
yes.
So that was my, like, that is actually my number one tip to new moms and dads. Like, just don't buy anything.
Hold out.
Yeah, and apart from the car seat, you don't need anything to leave hospital.
No, that's right. You need a car seat.
They can, depending on how badly they feed or well they feed, you may actually be sitting on the couch for the rest of your life. You may be sleeping on the couch. You may fall asleep with them in your bed with you. Like,
yes, you're hilarious.
We need to wrap this
up. We've taken up a bit of your time today, but I really do hope that you've taken some great tips. Please tag a mum that could use some advice. And if you've got some great ideas, some places that you donate stuff to, some tips, please share them.
What you think people actually need or don't need.
Let us know.
Yeah. Like, teach us. We, as always, we're not the oracles of all wisdom.
We're pretty close.
We're so humble too.
Awesome. Well, have an amazing week. Remember that you can write a review on Facebook or on iTunes for us, and sign up for our bonus episode on our website, theartofdecluttering.com.au. So you can just hear an extra bonus episode of us this week.
Oh, come and join us as a Patreon supporter. We love our Patreon supporters. We love all of you, regardless of how you interact, how you engage with us. We love all of you and we appreciate all of you. However, if you would like to donate some money monthly, then you can over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
Have an amazing week.
Yeah, see ya.
Bye. Thanks for joining us. If you've learned something awesome today, do a friend a favor and share this episode so they too can learn the art of decluttering. You can find me, Amy, over at simplyorganized.net or on Facebook as Simply Organized PO.
You can find me, Kirsty, over at feelslikehome.net.au or on Facebook as Feels Like Home PO. Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, theartofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there. If you love what you hear, we'd really appreciate you leaving a review on iTunes.
We hope you've enjoyed listening and that you've learned some tips to help you declutter and keep your home organized.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day and enjoy the freedom.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.